Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Ches, the beginning of Perek Tolin, or Eliezer Omer Tolin, which started in Kuf Lamed Zayin Amabez. And today we'll talk about the topic of to be Masret Tolda B'Shem Av. Masret Tolda B'Shem Av. This comes up here, and on daf Ayin Gimel, in the Rishonim, but this is seems to be a pretty clear Gemara. And the Rishonim and Baalei HaTosfos reread this Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the beginning of this Perek, the Malacha of straining wine, putting wine in a strainer and having the dregs be caught and having the wine go through. So the Gemara talks about Mishumai Masrinan Bay, the middle of Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. What Hasra does one give? Mishumai Masrinan Bay. Rashi Le Mishamer. If somebody's Mishamer, somebody strains out the wine. So the Gemara says, Rabba Amar Mishum Borer, Rebbe Zera Amar Mishum Marakade. Machlokas, Rabba says it's borer, Rebbe Zera says it is marakeid, sifting. Rashi, Mishum borer, Dahai Nami, borerhu. This is also borer. Even though it doesn't, you're not physically taking one from the other, but this is also borer, and Rebbe Zera says it was marakeid, and the Gemara brings a brisa to support each one. Amar Rabba, or Svara, I should say, to support each one. Amar Rabba, Kavasidi di Mistava, Rabba says it makes sense that it's borer. Why? Ma darko shal borer, no tel ochal maniechas apsolas, just like the derech of borer is to take the good and leave the bad. Afachanami, no tel ochal maniechas apsolas, so too, that's what you're doing here. The Rishonim ask, you know, isn't that mutter? We had earlier, daf ayin dalad, that's the mutter way of doing borer. That's not the malacha of borer. Okay, the Rishonim figure it out. Amar Rabbi Zeira, kavasid edimistav, Rabbi Zeira says, no, this should be in the malacha marakid. Why? Ma darko shal maraki psolas milamala va'ochel milamata, just like by marakid, the Psola stays up above while the good stuff goes through. Fine, and the Rashi goes through. Does each one hold up the other one? But either way, machlokas is mishumai masrine. What hasra do you give for the person who's doing this act? So the question is, why do you have to know which malacha it is in terms of the hasra? Mishumai masrine bay. Just say it's asra on Shabbos. Just say you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Well, what's the Gemara driving at? So what's the simple understanding of the Gemara that when you do a malacha on Shabbos, you need to say the malacha that you are doing, and he is doing it, and warn him. If you do this, so then you're going to be chayav for borer. If you do this, you're going to be chayav for whatever the av malacha is, which gets a little tricky, because sometimes we're not sure what the av malacha is, or there's a machlokas about what the av malacha is. For example, chovel, we've mentioned, came up recently, wounding. What malacha is chovel? Is it dash? That's the Rambam. Is it soveya or shochet? That's Rashi we had earlier on Kufhei or so. Is it other malachas? Right, Lamaisa by Mila. So that's the question here. So it could be important to know which malacha belongs in which amalacha category. But that's the Pashas of the Gemara. You have to know which amalacha it is in order to know which hasra to give. That's what it means. Mishumai Masrinan Bey. And this is also the Pashas of the Gemara in Klal Gadol, where at the beginning of the malachas discussion, Adav Ayin Gimel on the Bey, the Gemara asks, Zomer Chai Mishum Noteya, Vanoteya Mavrach Amarkav Chai Mishum Zoreya. Af Mishum Zoreya, going through all of these, which malacha it is. Stosus there discusses, maybe this Gemara also. Why do you have to know which malacha this tolda is included in? It must be because there is a hasra element that when you give warning, you have to mention which av malacha is going to be violated. But Tosfos themselves here in Masechta Shabbos aren't so convinced. Not Tosfos here, but Tosfos there on Daf Ayin Gimel on the base. Tosfos says, don't bring me a proof from our Gemara, Kuf Lamed Ches, or that Gemara, Daf Ayin Gimel. Both of them might just be saying, not that you need Hasra, B'Shem the Av, but you can't have a wrong Av for the Hasra. Maybe that's the emphasis. This is the Av Malacha, so therefore, don't warn Mishum a different Av Malacha. If somebody's about to eat blood, and you say, don't eat Chelev, because if you eat Chelev, the guy's going to laugh at you. I'm not eating chelev. I know what you're talking about. So what are you saying to me? So Tosfos says, maybe that's all these two Gemaras are saying. It just means you can't give the wrong av. If you're about to do ofeh and you say, don't do lush, so then he's going to laugh at you. You're not going to take it seriously. Ein lo chiyach mikan, says Tosfos, because Tosfos knows that the Pasha says that you can. Tosfos, I ain't gimel on the base. Ein lo chiyach mikan, detzorach lahasros atolda mishum av. Don't think that this is a good raya. Dehalo ka'amar, because it doesn't say it beferish. Shetzorach lahasros mishum zoreya. It doesn't say that you have to warn mishum zoreya. Ela de'im histra bo mishum zoreya dechayev. It just says Zoreah works. It doesn't mean that you have to. Maybe the Toldah would be better, because the Toldah is the specific act that you're doing, not the general category. So the Gemara is saying that Zoreah also works. But again, that assumption is that the Toldah might even be better to warn with. This is how Tosfos understands both Gemaras. Right? He quotes also, Aval Bereish Perek Tolin. Tosfos knows that our Gemara is even more difficult, because it says, Mashma Ksas Tetzorch Lahasos HaToldah B'Shumav. That Gemara really is pretty clear. Our Gemara, Dekamar Mishamar Mishamai Masrinan Bay. V'chulu. V'gamzei Yesh Lutchos B'Tosfos says, I could also get out of that one. Dehachi Pirusho. Mishamai Masrinan Bay Shiehe Chayiv. Rabba Amar Misham Borer. Aval Im Hisro Mishum Merakeid. Putter. If you would say the other one, each one is saying, do this and not that one. The kivan de masreu mishum davar she'eno domelo hu savor shehu mal igbo upater. So he thinks you're just making fun of him, but not that you're really giving hasra'a for the act that is about to occur. And therefore, Tosfos says in both places, you can reread it. Avalim hisser bo stam al tashamer chayiv. V'nira de gamar abeno chanana rotsa lefarishkeit. So Tosfos says these two gemaras, though on the surface seem in one direction, they should be re-understood. But then Tosfos says, I have a raya to my shita. Tosfos here, Masechta Shabbos says that you do not have to mention the av when one violates the tolda in the hasra. And I'll bring you a raya. Look at the gemara, the greeting of Baba Kama. V'yo raya de bereish Baba Kama. Remember the Gemara Bakama there. We had a shiur on Daf Ayin about Avos and Toldos. So the Gemara there on Daf Beis Amal Aleph in Baba Kama discusses the nafgamina between Avos and Toldos. What's the nafgamina? Are Toldos saying Kayotze Behen or Lav Kayotze Behen? So the Gemara says, Toldos saying Kayotze Behen. Loshna Av Chadas, Loshna Tolda Chadas. They're each Chayev Daraisa. Loshna Av Skila, Loshna Tolda Skila. Umayike Ben Av Tolda. What's the nafgamina? Nafgamina says, says the Gemara, Tilo Avishte Avos Bahadi Adadi. If I do two different Avos, Inami Shte Toldos Bahadi Adadi, or two different Toldos Machayev. But, Akol Chada Vachada. Vilo Avid Av But if I only do the av and it's told, I'm only chayiv one. That's the nafgamina. Two different avos, two different toldas versus an av and it's tolda. That's the nafgamina between an av and tolda. Good. There's an important Rashi here. That what do you mean you're only chayiv one? You're chayiv one on the av. Okay, not for now. Ulu Rabbi Eliezer, the mechayiv atolda b'makam av. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's mechayiv you atolda b'makam av. So then you're back to the question, what's the nafgamina? Amai kari le'av, amai kari le'tolda. So the Gemara gives an ambiguous answer. Hach da havi b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av, hach da lo havi b'mishkan chashiva kari le'tolda. And we discuss, is there a kama, mishkan v'chashiva, or mishkan chashiva, is it that by definition what was in the mishkan is chashiv, or it has to be in the mishkan and chashiv? That's the question about the Gersos. But Tosfos asks, why didn't the Gemara just quote a simple nafgamina? You have to warn atolda b'shem av. If you warn b'shem av, you're chayiv. If you warn b'shem tolda, you're pater. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say that must be that it's not true. And therefore, you do not have to warn atolda b'shem av. You could say the tolda, or you could say the av. Pashas, you could say either one. That's Tosfos says raya the other way. That is shitas Tosfos. If you look in Tosfos there in Baba Kama, on Daf Beis, Tosfos at least quotes a deya that says otherwise. Tosfos says no. Maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. By hachta havi b'mishkan chashifa. Tosfos there, Adath, Baba Kama, Beis, Amit Aleph. The Od Yeshlomar, after quoting like what Tosfos says here in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel, the Od Yeshlomar, Dezeo Shemitarets. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Hachtavi b'mishkan kari le'av. V'tzarech lahasos ha'tolda b'shma. And you have to be master of the tolda in the name of Av. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying, suggests Tosfos. And if you look a little further, if you look at the Shidnu Gumetzes there in Baba Kama, not only is this a possibility, but Rabbeinu Peretz assumes that you have to read the Gemara this way. After all, the Gemara is trying to find a nafgamina. So the Gemara finds a nafgamina according to the Rabbanan, and then the Gemara is trying to find a nafgamina according to Rabbi Lazar. So what does it mean? Hach tavi b'mishkan chashiva? But is it just a word game? Asks the Shidu Kubetzis. Hikshu Rabbeinu Yehuda. My kamashani hach tavi b'mishkan. Akati lo nafgamina midi. What's the nafgamina? B'may dekari le'av. Tekivin demachayev Rabbi Lazar atol de b'makam av. V'yakati kasha my kari le'av. Right, still, why is it called an av? V'chitei mishlo ha'yeshol, my nafgamina elo ha'yeshol me'pnei ma'korei zu le'av o'zu tolda. And if you want to say he wasn't even asking, what's a nafgamina? But just why is one called an av, one called a tolda? V'hashta mishani shapir, mishim da'hazim e'mishkan, korei la'av, Einze. No, that, I don't like that pshat. De'im kein lo tiris klum the rabbanon. But my deshani de nafkamina di avish di avos adi de vechulu. If you're asking a word game, that it didn't answer it for the rabbanon. If you're asking a halacha game, that it didn't ask it for balazar. If it used to be man of shach, ask the shita mekubetzes. So the shita answers, like what Tosva says. V'yesh lomar, it is giving a halacha nafkamina for a balazar. The yesh lomar, da hai, da kari le'av, le'inyin hasra. The tzorach lahasar, zatolda, b'shmei da'av, the hashta mifar. And that's why this is a nafkamina. It's not stam a word game. That's obvious. You don't need the Gemara to tell me that. So it must be telling you a nafkamina. So this is all machlokas rishonim between Tosfos here and Shabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel, that you do not have to be master al tolda b'shem av, and you reread the Gemara, the Pashas of the Gemaras, and our Gemara Kuf Lamed Ches, and the Gemara earlier in Daf Ayin Gimel, and maybe the Gemara in Baba Kama is a Raya, and Tosfos in Baba Kama, and the Rabbeinu Peretz there says, no, of course. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. And you have to be Masra B'Shem Av. Major Machlokes within Ba'aliyat Tosfos. If you look at the, before we get into the Svara, the Tosfos read here in our Gemara, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, has an important comment. Tosfos read says, like the Pashtus of Tosfos and Baba Kama, you have to be Masra, told B'Shem Av. That's the Pashtus of our Gemara, Mishum Mayim Asrina and Bey. But he adds in one line. Tosfos read is always creative. Pirish, Kivan de Havara L'Chalek Yatzos. He brings in the Gemara from that we had earlier on Daf Ayin, Psachim Daf Hey, and that is the Machlokes, whether Havara is Lalav Yatzos or Lachalig Yatzos. We know most Malachas are not said Mefurish in the Torah. It just says Lo Sasako Malacha. But one or two are said Beferish. Lo Hotza is said, but Havara, lighting a fire. Lo Savaro Eish Bechomo Shvosechem B'yom HaShabbos. So why does the Torah go out of its way to list off one specific, explicit one? So the Gemara has a machlokas, whether it is l'chalek yatzas, to teach me that each malacha is a separate entity, even though it says l'sasaka malacha, but if I do five different avos, I'm doing five different averis, and therefore I'm going to bring five different karbanos. If I did it b'shogi, that's havara, l'chalek yatzas. Havara is coming to be machalek between each and every one, to say that you're chayef for each and every one. And the other sheet is that no, l'lav yatzas, is to teach me that l'lav, that havara, if I do havara, I'm only chayef Lav, Malkus, and not Chayev Skila, to minimize this malacha. Havara lalav or lachalik yasas. So, besides the nafkamina that is explicit, it's not clear in the Gemara how wide are these two shitas from each other, but here the Tosas Rid makes them wide. Kiva davar lachalik yatzas, says the Tosas Rid, since we saw davar is lachalik yatzas, ki'ilu ksiv lav, al kol malacha u malacha dami. So it is ki'ilu, it says a lav by each and every malacha. The Havilu kimo lavin de chela v'dam. Wow. Shein chalukin ze mizeh. It's as if the Torah says, don't do shchita, and don't clean, and don't do dash. It's as if the Torah says, each and every malacha, that's l'chalek yatzas. Right? It's like chelev and dam. V'tzorach lahasos ala chelev, mishum chelev. V'yal adam mishum dam. And therefore you have to give the right one. V'kach al kol malacha u'malacha. You have to give the right one in that way, because if you give the wrong one, it won't be considered a hasra. In the footnote here, Mavur Midivar Rabbeinu, Shadafka Mabne Shavar Lachalak Yatzas. That's an assumption. Our Gemara doesn't link the two. You might have said, even if you say Lalav Yatzas, still, you might say every malacha is separate. Is separate. It's not Dafka, only Lachalak Yatzas. The Lachalak Yatzas is saying something even deeper. But Tosfos Rid is saying no. Dafka Mishamanei Havar Lachalik Yatzos Kilo Nechta Lamates Pa'amim Lo Sasa Kam Malacha Pligi Rabbi Rabzir Mishamayim Asrina Bey. Avali Yamar Havar Lalav Yatzos. If you said Lalav Yatzos, Lav the Lo Sasa Kam Malacha Musav Alkol Lamates Malachas. Then I would have been able to just say the general. Velo Hayu Choka Mishamayim Asrina. She'efshe Lahasos Alav the Lo Sasa Kam Malacha Visagi Bahachi. That is what the Tosfos Rid says. So is the Tosfos Rid saying like, not Beferish, but is he saying like Tosfos in Shabbos, Dafai and Gimel, that you just have to not give the wrong one. But it doesn't say that you have to give the right one, or is he saying even more? He's saying even more. You have to give the correct malacha. You have to give dam mishum dam and chelev mishum chelev. Not 100% clear, but either way we have the machlokas of the other Bali Tosas Mefurish. But now let's get to some svar. What's the kudus of machlokas about this issue, whether you would have to be masra b'shem av or not? So whenever we have this type of machlokas, we could say it's either a limited or a more general machlokas. Right? Maybe this machlokas about whether you have to be masre told to be shem av is a general hasra'a machlokas. meaning how specific do you have to be by the hasra? Do you have to talk about the act in front of you, or do you have to talk about the general idea of the avera about to be done? If you look in the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, Echatam Chacham Echanam Aretz, Sarach Hasra. One has to give warning before one does an Avera in order to give them a punishment. Shalom Nidna Hasra, Lahavchem Beit Shogi Lamezin, Shem Shogi Kai. If you don't give Hasra, then you might think that he doesn't know. And that's why you can't punish without giving Hasra. Viketzad, Masrinbo, what's the Hasra? Omrinlo, Prosh, O Altase. Separate. Don't do this avera. Shazu averi. This is an avera. V'chayev ata alea misas bezdin o malkus. You're going to be chayev. Impiresh pater. So if he's poresh, then pater. Obviously he didn't do it. V'chayev shasak o herchin barosha pater. Even if he's quiet or just shakes his head, he's pater. That's not called a kabbalah sasra. Afilo amar yodei anish pater. Ache yater asmo lamisa. V'yomar manas kenan yosef yachar kach yeharik. V'tzarch shiavar v'yasa tekev lasra b'tokot e dibra. It has to be right afterwards. Avalak de dibra tzarch asra acheres, because maybe he forgot. Okay, but this is the Rambam. The Rambam says that you have to say, don't do it. Sounds like the Rambam is saying specifically, you focus on the act, and you say, don't do it. You don't have to mention any categories. You don't have to mention anything more than that. But if you look in the Rashi, famous Rashi in Shavuos, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Rashi says you have to mention the Pasuk. You have to mention the Pasuk. Says Rashi, V'amasra bo tzarech lahasra bo shehu over ba'azharas lo sishavu v'shmi lasheker. And later on, v'amikra zeh tzarech lahasra bo. That's Rashi, meaning not focusing specifically on what's in front of you, but the category of the pasuk. And maybe that's also here, the category of the malacha, the av. Maybe this is related to the machlokas Rashi Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch loves this Rashi, at least 10, 12 times on in his commentary. He quotes this Rashi, just to quote a few, he quotes this in Mitzvah Tezayin. In Mitzvah Tezayin, the Isser of breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach, he says, Tezayin Os Yud Aleph, towards the end of the Mitzvah. The Yeshkan, he says, he's talking about the which Pasuk is quoted by the Sefer HaChinuch here. Which Pasuk is quoted? So there he says, the Dinim Elim Nogin Gam Pesach Sheni. He says, he, the Menchas Chinuch, says, the Dinim of breaking the bones apply to Pesach Sheni, Vu Gamkin Lav Bifne Atzmo, to Asr Lishpar Etzam of Pesach Sheni Gamkin. Va Ramam, Ramachaber, Manu Osam Lashen Lavin, Ein Rambam, Hakdam Alochas Pesach, the Gamarav Machaber, Lakamon. Vizel Shona, but the Rambam says, Hashover Etzam Pesach Torah, is a Lokesh Dere Etzam Lashish Bruvo, the Chenomar Bevesach Sheni, Vetzam Lashish Bruvo. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Pesach Rishon beparshas Bo Ksiv veEtzem lo Tishruvo, or bePesach Sheni Ksiv veEtzem lo Yishperuvo. So it's a different pasuk. What's the difference? Vunaf Gemina Gedola Ladina. Ayn Shvuas Tavchav Mabez Barashi Sham Tzorch LaHasros Lover MiPasuk Zeh. You have to say the right pasuk if somebody's about to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Ubaze Kuliyama Modim Di Masr Mo Milav Acher Vade Ein Zu Asra. You can't warn him from a different pasuk or a different lav. He said, look in Tosfos Shabbos Tav Ayin Gimel. Imkin Kanda Vishnei Lavim Imkain and BePesach Rishon Hisr Bo Mishon BeEsam Lo Yishbru Vade Ein Ochayv. If you quote the wrong pasuk, Ki Usover Shemalig Bo Ki Zeu BePesach Sheni. And we're assuming the guy knows all about the psukim. V'efshar d'gzeras hakasav dafka sham ve'ein zu asra v'chem v'ezach sheni v'chulu. V'zorch la'asos bo b'chol pam mishum lav hanechta v'aveira zu. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says based on Rashi. V'al kol panim lo mela'o acher l'acha l'kuli yam amodim lo havi asra. He then wonders, specifically Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, maybe it's a little different, because Pesach Sheni is kind of Nechlal in Pesach Rishon. Mikol makom ani mesupak bazeh. Devadei bePesach Rishon in Masrbo mishum kor dePesach Sheni ein zu asra. Avol Pesach Sheni in Masrbo mePesach dolo tishbruvo efshar demahani. Maybe it's good enough because Pesach Rishon is really piggybacking on Pesach. Pesach Sheni is really piggybacking on Pesach Rishon, so therefore he's not sure. The Nira, but he says, kibbe demonia mitzvos chashvum l'shnei lavim havikol echad b'fnei atzma. Because they're counted as two, I would think they're two separate averas, and therefore you have to warn based on the pasuk from Pesach Sheni. So that's one Minchas Chinuch in Tes Zayin. He also has it in a couple of mitzvahs later, mitzvah yutes, the mitzvah of not eating chametz on Pesach. He says, in kan hevi aram achaber halav de chametz milo yeachel, the Sefer HaShas Kodesh, imkein tzorch lahasr bo milav zeh. Or, skipping now, mitzvah lamed hey, right, the Isser of, in the Aseres HaDibras, the Isser of Gilui Erva, he also says towards the beginning of that mitzvah, again, he quotes this all the time, Imkein Kanim Rosim Masrim Bo Milav Zed, the Kan O Milav Al Eishas Amischa B'Parashas Achrei. He says, sometimes you have a choice of the two, maybe one more we'll mention, Memches Yud Zayin. Mem Ches Yud Zayin. Again, there are 10 more. But Mem Ches Yud Zayin, the Menchas Chinuch here, discusses the Isser of hitting a parent. Rachman al-Atlan, Mem Ches, all the way at the end of the Isser. The Kfar Hevesi Kamabam B'chibur Zeh. The Das Rashi B'shvut Tzorach Lassos B'mishul Mahala Mimikrish and Isser Mimenu. Umikam Akom Efshar. But now he says, maybe if there are two psukim, one that mentions the Ashara, one that mentions the Onesh would also be good enough. Efshar the Yesh Ba'ones Misa Mefurish B'kra. Efshar the Sagi Masr Me Mikra the Mefurish B'ha Onesh. Kamo Kan, so the Sagi, the Masr Ba'akasa, Maka Aviv, V'lo Alav de Lo Yosef. The Afilu Im Nomar, the Bakol Chayvi Misas, Lo Sagi Mikra the Onesh, Rach Misha Mazhara, Gamkin Efshar Kan, Kiva the MS, Ein Azhar Mechendes. There's no separate Avera, so maybe it would be good enough. Okay, that's a couple of points about that Rashi, but again, maybe that's the Machlokas here. A general Hasra Machlokas, you have to focus on what's in front of you or the category. The other way to understand it, which we're not going to go so into now, because we already had a shiur about it, is that maybe it's the Av Tolda relationship. The more I say that the Tolda is dependent and subsumed within the Av, then you might have to mention the Av. Meaning maybe everybody agrees that you have to focus on whatever. Everybody holds like Rashi, like the Rambam. You have to focus just on it's Usser. But the question is, what is Usser? Or let's say everybody agrees, everybody, they have to focus on the category. But what's the category? Is the Tolda really part of the category of the Av, or is it had, does it have independence? So then, again, that goes back to some of the machlokas, the Sheet Makoros we mentioned. Back on Daf Ayin, how much are Toldos natural outgrowths and offspring of the Avos, or are they independent? Remember the Marikats in the Shimon Gubat says, Baba Kama Daf Beis, you know, what do you need a Makar for Toldos of Shabbos? You don't need a Makar for Toldos of Tumah and Toldos of the other of Nezikin, right? So why here do you need a specific pasuk in the Torah? Is it natural or not? The Menchas Chinuch again has spakus by other areas, by Nachal Eson. The Rambam Menuchas Rotzeach mentions a few malachas that one is not allowed to do, meaning if one did it in the Nachal, then you can't use this for Egla Rufa. So what about Toldos? The Rambam has a suffix there. Or the Rambam has Toldos about Ayetzi Ishbim Komo. How natural in other Tchumen do Toldos play a role? So this might be a second avenue to pursue about the Machlokas, about Masra Tolda B'Shem Av. Okay, we'll stop here.